It is the bonus block from Q106.5. Mark Manuel, and we got Brian Bennett from Betfred Sports on the line. Before we get to the basketball games this weekend and the Sweet 16, let's talk college football, spring football. Is anyone watching these games?
Maybe if you're a fan, of one of the teams, or there's one in the area,
right?
I know the betting volume hasn't been huge. I think a lot of people just want to bet football, so you always take some action. But basketball, both college and NBA, are getting a lot more action than the spring football stuff.
Right. Like, for instance, the college I graduated from, Western Illinois University, they're hosting UNI tomorrow down in Macomb. Any line on that game?
Yeah, they're just give me a minute. I can absolutely give that to you. So we've been taking lines on all of it. You said Western Illinois, right?
Yep, WIU and UNI.
Yeah, so UNI is giving Western Illinois 7 points there on the road. So your Western Illinois guys are plus 7 at home, plus 195 on the money line, total of 41.5. So, we'll take some of that action because Northern Iowa has a decent following there in the state of Iowa. So we'll take some bets, but it's not massive by any means. It's good to have the extra sports there, but it's all about college basketball this time of the year.
Oh yeah,
it's
plus
tough for them to compete.
Well, and you don't have any of the big conferences playing either.
Right, it's all the smaller schools
right, who
opted out in the fall who are playing now. So it's good to have it. It's good content fodder for the site. It's good to have it there, but yeah, it's not getting massive amounts of action.
Well, let's talk about college basketball because we're down to 16 teams. 8 games, and I'm now predicting Loyola goes all the way.
Yeah, they have because of their route to the championship, they're now plus 150 to make the Final Four, and they're plus 900 to win. So, the prices have shrunk considerably on Loyola. After that big upset over Illinois,
right?
They have an easier path to the Final Four than others. So yeah, you wouldn't be alone. A lot of people are high up on Loyola Chicago now.
In fact, I would be surprised if it's Loyola and Oral Roberts.
that would be fun to watch, but I guarantee you the NCAA and CBS are hoping that is not the case.
Oh, I'm sure.
Funny thing is, people love to see upsets, in the early rounds. But now this getting into the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, Final Four, for the most part, most people want to see the big teams. They want to see Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga-Baylor final would be, just lights out. That game would be awesome. They want
right,
to see Michigan. They want to see, those guys into the Final Four. I think the Cinderellas tend to kind of run out of room, as they get into the Sweet 16.
So which is the big, big game to watch this weekend?
I think there are several good ones. I think the Baylor Villanova game should be decent, although Villanova is missing some players.
Right.
Let's see if Baylor can continue their run. I think Creighton is probably way overmatched on Gonzaga, so I don't think that one will be a great game. If I had to pick one, I would say Alabama UCLA. Both those teams have played pretty well. Alabama's looked really good. UCLA, they played in the play-in game all the way back, on the Thursday before the tournament. And they've looked fantastic. So I think that'll be a good game. And then Michigan, Florida State. I think those are some of the big games that I'm looking forward to.
Although I think Gonzaga better be careful because, Creighton is another Catholic university. I heard Sister Jean is making a trip to that game. So she's going to pray for them, Gonzaga, too.
I think Gonzaga is also a Catholic school.
So you may be right.
She'll have to spread her prayers out for the both of them.
I'll tell you what, BetfredSports.com, you have some really, really cool promotions coming up here as we get towards the championships, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have some really good promotions coming up this weekend, all available on our site. Requires a $50 minimum bet, and there's a whole structure that goes along with that, but we're definitely giving out a ton of bonus cash around Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. So check out the site tomorrow morning. All the details will be there. And, of course, we always have our $1,000 wager match for new customers that want to give Betfred a look. Sign up, and we'll match any wager up to $1,000.
And I will tell you, I've done much better with BetfredSports.com than I did with my bracket. My bracket's in the trash.
Yeah, you and me both. I think I have one Final Four team left. Baylor. That's my champion as well.
Right.
But yeah, I lost three Final Four teams in the first 3 days of the tournament. So yeah, not a good look for me. And I think you might be right there with me as well. I think we're like neck and neck.
I think so. Yeah.
All right, that's the way it works. Brackets are meant to be torn up.
Brian Bennett from Betfred Sports, and again, you go to betfredsports.com, get that account signed up, and get all that promo cash. We'll talk next week, Brian.